All right. This is the Enigma Self. I was your boy Enigma September with my man DJ Full Effect in the building.
Bless. What's going on?
You know what I mean? Episode 52 of the Enigma Self Hour. Blessed to have any and everyone here watching. You know what I mean? Shout out my man JC. You know what I mean? I hear cleaning music for tomorrow's Underground Railroad WDFS 89.7 FM.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And also too, shout out to my baby Felicia. She watching, you know what I mean? So anyways, episode 52, got my man Full Effect in the building.
Yeah.
And again, thanks any and all the viewers, y'all watching, y'all showing support, love. It is greatly appreciated. You know what I mean? So get popping, ain't gonna front. Man, it's been a long week.
Sheesh.
Man out here trying to coach football and things.
Hey man.
It's the first week of practice and I'm tired, boss. My condition is weak, man.
Getting on nut though?
Bruh, yeah, that too.
Hey, but it keeps you in shape, man, being around them.
Yeah, definitely. It keeps you young, keep you into it and
already.
Being around them kids or whatever. That's how I be learning my dances. Out here trying to shoot, hey, looking man. Crazy. But anyway, so y'all forgive me if I look even more tired than usual, because,
hey, it's all good.
The podcast, of course, is powered by Freedom Train Radio. Freedom Train Radio is supported by Pack Inc. So big up to Joe, who's on the past episode, and Pat Irvine. Appreciate y'all for doing everything y'all doing. To my podcast listeners, you can find the live stream of the Enigma Self Hour on YouTube at youtube.com/EnigmaSelf927. Try to do it every Friday. Actually, next week, it will be on Thursday at 10:30. So if you're watching this recorded or listening to the podcast, it'll be Thursday as opposed to Friday because your boy got to go handle some business. Regardless of that, what else we got? Oh, and while you're on YouTube, make sure, you know, once you're done watching the live recording of the podcast, you go to youtube.com/BigLowHipHop to check out my man Big Low and his Ill Coffee vlog. This week, he interviewed Jamal Steele, who's out of Pensacola. Shout out to the Dream Defenders in Pensacola. And again, Big Low jacking my swag because I interviewed Jamal Steele first. Now I'm
joking. I got it.
But no, you can also check out my interview with Jamal Steele and Johnny Panic. It's my first and next episode. So you go to ESH and next. I got a whole playlist. I got 4 episodes. You can check out my interview with Jamal Steele and Johnny Panic with him here in Tallahassee performing at the park.
Sweat.
But again, support my man Big Low. The content is crazy. He killing it. He got a funny little like text in the middle of the video or whatever. Yeah, it's dope. It's,
you gotta check
it's
it out.
Quirky. It's another word, quirky. It's quirky.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the good sense. You know what I mean? My man nerd. Team Lee. We out you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, anybody watching YouTube, make sure, you know what I'm saying, you hit the like button, drop a comment, share, and more importantly, hit that subscribe button.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Hit the subscribe button, also hit smash that bell. You will get the alerts.
Notification.
Whenever it goes, notification. Thank you.
All right.
College workers.
Okay. I tell you back in the.
God damn.
Hey.
It's been goddamn 13 years. My ass. Yeah, college don't count after 13. That's a whole school.
Yeah.
When I graduated, somebody started kindergarten, and they finna leave high school right now.
Wow.
That's how long I've been out of college. Amen. Out of school.
Never too late.
This nigga.
Never too late.
Maybe.
Hey.
I think it's
math. Get in there.
Bachelors ain't doing shit.
Hey.
Yeah, y'all see when I'm doing this.
Hey, man. What you doing it, though? What?
I'm trying to get in there.
Doing it, bro. Yes, sir.
Anyway. Also, to check out the past 51 episodes of the Enigma Self Hour, the podcast audio on www.freedomtrainradio.com. It's also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts holders. Now, usually, if it's outside of the Freedom Train Radio, you probably only get the past 10 episodes.
No doubt.
But if you go to Freedom Train Radio, you get all of them.
Hey, y'all should check out Mixcloud as well, because it's useful.
I got a few over there.
Okay.
See? I'm already up here.
Check them out on Mixcloud.
Boy, I've been, on that
one. Hey, that boy.
I got a little bit.
Yes, sir.
But no. If y'all check the Mixcloud, y'all will find your boy.
Already.
Y'all find me over there. Search a little Nick myself out. We miss you soon. Also, too, I mean, man, y'all got, I'm going to start begging y'all. I ain't finna beg for no goddamn drops.
Too proud to beg?
Too proud to beg. Ain't no TLC.
Hey, man.
My left eye ain't leaning like a... Oh, boy.
The boys with a good... Don't do your
power
like
up
that.
The power up there has to be stripped away.
Don't do it like that, man. Boy.
But no, still with the drop, man. If y'all want to do a drop, you know what I'm saying, you want to get your vocals on the pod. This is an interactive podcast, I tell y'all.
Yep.
You got the chat room popping. You can hit me up on Twitter at EnigmaSelp9, Facebook, Instagram, EnigmaSelp. Leave comments. I'm going to respond back because I ain't really got shit else to do. So I'll be with my girlfriend, take care of my daughter,
okay,
and coach football and yell at little kids.
Hey, man, it's still, you know, I'm trying.
Ain't gonna hit my phone.
Hey, there you
go. I'm pretty sure Felicia like this thing on his phone too much. Anyway, at least give me a reason to be on my phone. Like, hey, baby, hey, I got people, you know, interacting with me right now. So anyway,
hit your boy up, man.
Yeah, hit me up, you know what I'm saying? You can shoot the MP3 or the wave of your prop at enigmaself@gmail.com. Say your name, whatever you're representing, and add you are now listening to the Enigma Self Hour. You got time.
All right.
Or you got time, whatever. Also, too, if you want me to play your music on my podcast, I got 4, maybe 5 slots if I'm feeling generous. And usually 2 of those slots is going to the artist. So we got 3 potential slots where I can play your music. Again, the same email, enigmaself@gmail.com. It's the internet. Doesn't have to be clean. You don't have to clean your music like JC doing right now.
Hey, man, clean it up, brother.
You get something to full effect?
Yes, sir.
You need it clean. Get something to JC? You need it clean.
Clean.
Give it to me. Still need it clean. But you can send me a dirty version and a clean version. I'll get it back. You clean. You can send dirty version to.
There you go.
My bad, bro. I ain't gonna play no short change, my nigga.
Yeah. It's all good.
But you can send, clean, dirty versions. I can play the dirty version. Yeah, JC, we know FCC rules. Not on the internet. Not yet.
Nah.
Trump.
Not yet. Hey, boy, trying to get in there soon.
Right.
Nah.
Anyway. Before I get into it, man, I'm going to play the big birthday boy. Matter of fact, we got one of the birthday boys here.
Yeesh.
You know what I mean? What was it?
July 27th.
July 27th, I think
it was on that Saturday.
Deuce was the day after? Yeah.
Okay.
So his was the 28th.
28th. Yeah, okay.
So I'm down with July Leos. The August Leos, I don't know about y'all niggas. Y'all niggas kind of funny.
Woo.
Them August Leos kind of funny.
Hey, man.
July Leos, y'all cool.
They're a little rough around the edges, but we good.
But them August Leos, we're
in there, man.
Yeah, JC, go and cuss me out, bro. I'm going to get smashed. All right, bro. We're going to see tomorrow.
Nah.
JC's already going to smash. All right. We interacting right now. Y'all see how we interacting? This is the podcast. You can interact. Anyway, we're going to get into the first track, man. My man, Never Will Stop Deuce with Money Dance here on the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yo. NWS, Never Will Stop Deuce. You already know what's going on. Do the money dance, ay, ay. Do the money dance, ay, ay. Do the money dance, ay, ay.
Do the money dance.
Money dance.
We make money move,
money move.
Chasing out the bag,
not the bag.
That's the life we choose.
Hey, choose.
Do the money dance,
money dance.
We make money move,
money move.
Chasing out the bag,
not the bag.
That's the life we choose.
Hey, choose.
Do the money dance,
money dance.
We make money move,
money move.
Chasing out the bag,
not the bag.
That's the life we choose.
Life we choose.
Do the money dance,
money dance.
We make money move,
money move.
Chasing out the bag,
not the bag.
That's the life we choose.
Yo.
Money man, money man, money man.
Deuce.
Need me 100 band, 100 band.
Yeah.
Drummer man, drummer man.
Yeah.
Whole lot of money in my pocket.
Yeah.
Wrapped in a rubber band, rubber band.
Yeah.
No, I don't do it for the same.
Dude.
Do it hoe for my whole fam, whole fam.
Yeah.
Nah, boy, I won't have.
Have.
Whole fam need that whole yam.
Yeah.
Whole fam need that whole yam. Get that whole bag, we gon' go ham.
Yeah.
I'm no turkey stuck with cabbage and talking about Thanksgiving.
Dude.
No MTV Cribs, boy, I can show you how I'm living.
Yeah.
I want that money, man, money, man.
Money, man.
I need that money, man, money, man.
Money, man.
I got to have the money, man.
Money, man.
Lot of hunters ride the rubber band. Capping, I'm in love with my life. These little boys tripping, wanna thug all night. Pull up on my shawty, told her, baby, you can get it. Love my two children, they worth more than millions. I'ma get the millions, I'ma stack them through the ceiling. I'ma get the millions, I'ma stack them.
Hey, hey, hey.
Do the money dance. We make money move. Chasing out the bag. That's the life we choose. Told her, baby, you can get it. Love my two children. They work more than millions. I'ma get the millions. I'ma stack them through the ceiling. I'ma get the millions. I'ma stack them.
Hey, hey, hey.
Do the money dance.
Money dance.
We make money move.
Money move.
Chasing out the bag. That's the life we choose.
Hey, choose.
Do the money dance.
Money dance.
We make money move.
Money move.
Chasing out the bag.
All right, we back. This is the Nick Myself Hour. That was Never Will Stop Deuce with Money Dance.
That boy good.
Yeah, man. So shouts out to Leo's, man. Since JC threatened me, I guess I'll tell you guys that August Leo's are okay too. Okay? I've been bullied by some wannabe West Coast gangster. So, yeah. August Leo's are okay, man.
No wonder we click. No one.
Mm-hmm.
No one.
Big up to my Aunt Robbie. Her birthday's Sunday.
Birthday.
That's my number one August Leo. Leo, period. That's my number one Leo. My Aunt Robbie. She looked out for me.
So I got a cousin that's on the 28th, and my brother just missed it. He's on the 22nd. So we all celebrate our birthdays together in July, so that was our thing.
Actually, I'm kind of the same boat as far as Libras.
Okay.
Actually, my name, Enigma September, I got that from my cousin I used to rap with.
Word.
And his name was Raven October. And the thing was, I'm a September Libra, he an October Libra.
That's dope.
And then we got a cousin that was born between the both of us. So it was like, we each like a week apart. All born the same year, a week apart.
That's dope.
So,
you don't find that often,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, we're the same boat, man.
No doubt, bro.
So let's get into the news. First thing I don't really give a care about, Drake.
Hey,
oh god damn. Drake slander?
Okay, nah, but I ain't gonna lie though, I've been a Drake fan since, but you know what I'm saying, Backpack Drake, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying I like Drake, yeah.
Oh, okay, I was about to say you can't do it now.
Yeah, nah. Actually, crazy shit. Speaking of Backpack Drake, like I remember when I first started the podcast, I wasn't on them at first, pause.
Yeah.
So like at February, March, like I went back, listened to the podcast, like, was I on Drake? I wasn't on Drake then.
Gotcha.
But this time, so 10 years ago, around this time, that's when I was like, oh, Drake gonna blow up, blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
So, but I remember I had a co-host named Joni. She put me on the Drake. She sent me the joint he did with Lil Brother.
Okay.
And Dwale.
Okay.
So it's your girl. Anyway, y'all know the song. She sent me that song. She was like, yo, this dude gonna be dope. I was like, man, who the fuck? And I remember I had a picture. He's looking all like pretty boy suave. I'm like,
yeah.
I think it was combat season, Cole.
Yeah. But, talking about with the fall leaves.
Yeah, fall leaves. And yeah, little pot looking. Yeah, Charles Daffier. Anyway, but, yeah, so speaking of odd songs and shit, combat season, yeah. He dropped, I guess, snippets. Lucy's, if you will, called Care Package. I guess he saw Nas doing Lost Tapes and figured he'd get in the game and play, you know, stuff that unreleased or, you know, singles that was unofficially released or whatever.
Yeah.
My thinking is, I thought about it, that baby is getting ready to go to preschool. That baby by 18 months, almost two.
Trying to put some money on the
books. You gotta get some money on the books.
Meet that quote.
You know what I mean?
Meet that quote.
Old girl hit him up like, hey, I gotta put him in special daycare because this is Drake's son. This ain't no regular baby.
You feel me?
In Paris, they'll probably kidnap your ass in Paris. They tried to kidnap goddamn Kim Kardashian. So Drake got to spend that extra money on security for his baby boy. Hey, let me go and drop this out. Get these extra strings and shit.
You feel me? And he broke it, though. So that's how I know how powerful this man is for a minute.
Yeah.
And not only that, though, it's just like the album, I think what really broke it for me was Take Care. That was that album.
No, like, we broke it. Of course, because
it was October.
So Far Gone was that shit. But I think as far as albums go, my favorite in between. Between definitely, if you're reading this, it's too late.
Okay,
I could do that as an album, even though I know it got the ghostwriting shit, which is horrible because, like, that's my favorite shit. Honestly, if I ghostwriting aside, Pusha T,
Brian.
If you're reading this, it's too late, is my favorite Drake project.
Gotcha.
But, what was the joint before that? The one with the head in the clouds or whatever.
That was,
that's probably my favorite, that's my favorite official shit.
Yeah, I know you sound like crap. You ain't asking.
Nothing was the same.
Nothing was the same.
Nothing was the same on my official. That's my official favorite Drake album. But as far as the project go, like if I'm looking at, no, as far as my favorite is still So Far Gone.
Gotcha.
After that, if you're reading this, it's too late. And then after that is Nothing Was the Same.
Gotcha.
So yeah. Anyway, enough of Drake talk. Fucking Canadian.
Shouts out to the Canadians, though, man. All
right, so I told y'all last week that Chance the Rapper dropped his album.
Yep.
I listened to it. I still haven't got around to listening to YBN Cardi.
I'm slipping yet, though.
It's kind of funny because everybody's been praising Cardi.
Yeah.
For his joint or whatever. Yeah.
I've been on him for a minute.
And that's what's crazy. Everybody's like, oh, I didn't know he was this dope. Yeah. Like. Bro, once that disc came out, he like J. Cole was low key.
And that's when he put 1985.
Yeah, I started checking. Yeah, 1985 joint, and I started checking for Cordae. Mm-hmm. I was like, who this little nigga? Mm-hmm. But then I started hearing him. At first, I was like, this nigga. But then when I started hearing him, I was like, oh shit, like he's dope. Nice. And so oddly enough, people are comparing his project to J. Cole.
J. Cole, because I mean, honestly, I thought he's gonna be the millennials of J. Cole.
J. Cole is a millennial.
He's stuck in between.
He's a millennial. J. Cole is I'm stuck in between. J. Cole is a strong millennial.
I got you. But
I'm going to get y'all a little jits. Because you a jit. Because you said you graduated in 08. Look.
No, 09.
That's even worse. Look.
Hey, man, shout out to 09, man.
I'm going to let everybody know, okay? What up, Joe? Let everybody know. Millennial is from... Technically from 84 to 2001. If you was born between that time, that's a millennium. You are on the cusp if you was born between 79 and 84, extended to 2001.
So I thought y'all was, what was y'all, Generation
X? I'm on the cusp of Generation X.
Gotcha.
So I'm at a point where I was a fan of Nirvana and a fan of Drake at the same time.
Okay.
Like I wasn't too old to be a fan of Drake. I wasn't too young to be a fan of, like, truly a fan of But, yeah, like, they all millennials.
Yeah.
Chill. Those millennials. Bro. It be motherfuckers like 32 years old. Those millennials. Nigga, you a millennial. The hell you mean?
Hey, for What I thought it was from, you know what I'm saying, my age on down.
That's nah, but that's yeah. A lot of people, it's all bullshit anyway, but a lot of people try to be like 90s babies or millennials. It's like, no. If you were born, pretty much the MTV generation.
I get what you're saying, yeah. That does make sense, though.
Yeah. And like, literally, yeah. MTV, like, MTV started in 81.
Damn.
MTV probably fell off around, like, 2004 or some shit. When they stopped playing, anytime MTV stopped playing music videos,
I think that was 2000. That was way past that.
First of all, Joe, you trying to be funny to my millennium.
Millennium. I don't know if he thinks that for.
Forget you, dog. First of all, newspaper broadcast. I mean, newspaper journalism. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Newspaper journalism, okay? I went to newspaper journalism because I can't talk. So fuck you. Second. Millennials, I can't even say it now because I'm thinking
millennials.
Millennials, thank you. But anyway, yeah. Millennials are technically like 84. Well, in tech, cause it's all fuzzy, but either 84 to 2001 or like 79 to 2001. But the signifier is 9/11.
Gotcha.
9/11 is the switchover
for
millennials and Generation Z.
Is what they call it, yeah.
Yeah, which is like anybody from like 2001 to now. So
they the tech geeks.
Yeah, yeah. They the ones that like millennials grew up being introduced to the internet versus Generation Z. Like, they grew up not only just with the internet, they grew up with the internet in their house, and they grew up with everything being connected to the internet.
True.
Versus we grew up probably at some point in life, either didn't have the internet in our house, or there was a time where we didn't have to need the internet to do something.
Yeah. So you had the dial phone, and you had the.
But we always had cable. Cable was always a thing.
Yeah. Cable was introduced way long time.
All right, that was a discussion I planned to have on the podcast.
I guess we just back. Flashback.
Right.
Flashback Friday.
Joseph, 1984 was the best year ever. I don't know.
90.
Ronald Reagan got reelected, bro.
Ooh. And they say we had the coolest white black president in the 90s. So.
And now you had Bill Clinton.
But he had the 13th Amendment, so he was by bullcrap.
Well, he didn't make the 13th, but he did sign the 94 crime bill. Which, again, see, you might be getting some bullshit.
Ha!
Look here. You motherfuckers. You gotta understand the context in which the crime bill was created. And it's funny you said that, because me and Felice was watching the 13th Amendment last night. You understand the context in which the crime bill was drafted, okay? There had been a swing in conservatism in America.
True.
That year, there was a bunch of conservative Republicans that were pushed into Congress. Part of that was in due to there was a bill, and Joe, if you can remember or look shit up, cause I know you probably know more than anybody, there was a bill beforehand, there was a law beforehand, before they signed, but they repealed it. There used to be, when you had a discussion on TV, you had to have both points.
Gotcha.
So that's why if you ever saw a video like Malcolm X, there was always either another white person, or another black person that was kind of opposing them.
Gotcha.
You always had to have two opposing views.
True.
I think George H.W. Bush was in office, they repealed that law, which made it where you can just have one point of view without an opposing point of view. That introduced us to conservative talk radio. So that's when Rush Limbaugh blew up, because he could get on the radio, talk all kind of shit, and not have an opposing person say, hey, on the liberal side. So what that did was that drew a lot of conservatives out of the woodworks. At the same time, Newt Gingrich, he learned the power of C-SPAN.
Okay.
And talking about one paying attention to C-SPAN, like PBS. Nobody give a fuck. He started to do like these filibusters. And what he was doing was, he was on that shit so much that he was basically the first, like, viral person. No, he wasn't the first viral person, but he basically went viral on C-SPAN.
Gotcha.
And that increased his popularity, which increased conservatism. So you had this, it basically came together in 94. Bill Clinton, knowing that it's a midterm election, he saw this shit and decided to kind of, like, head it off. So they decided, him, Democratic Party, Hillary, Biden,
the whole nine.
Pretty much, I think everybody but fucking Bernie. The Bernie was still, was in office then. Everybody was like, "All right, we gotta be tough on crime."
Yeah,
you know, we gotta show whatever. And think about it, Bill Clinton, despite being the first black president,
right?
He played defense.
Yeah,
masterfully.
Yeah.
So him playing defense, he was like, "All right, I know I got the Democrats in hand. Just because I'm Democrat, I'm young, whatever, whatever. Let me try to swing it and be more moderate."
Gotcha.
So he drafted the crime bill to kind of pull moderates to his side from the Republicans, because they was coming hard. They don't come not as hard as they come now, but that, like, really, the conservatives we know now, that shit really started in the early 90s because of the Rush Limbaughs and talk radio, and they started feeding people that the bullshit. Like a really hard edge conservatism.
Gotcha.
You always had conservatives, like Ronald Reagan was a conservative, but they really went hard on it and basically took mushroom to now Trump.
Like a side note, do you feel like because of that influence, they kind of wanted to take out hip hop? Because at that time, hip hop.
Yeah, that's when you had Tupac. He was talking about C. Dolores Tucker.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Because you had her, you had Al Gore's wife. Tipper Gore, she came out. She the reason why we got parental advisory.
Gotcha. And that's because of Uncle Luke too.
Well, yeah, Uncle Luke. But it was like that conservatism was starting to build up, and they was basically coming off and saying, "Look, we need to get rid of this." And that's why, even if you watch the 13th Amendment, Lincoln was the first black president. Lincoln was racist as shit.
I heard
he thought black people was inferior.
I heard he was mixed though, for real though.
Lincoln thought black people was inferior. Lincoln was fucking racist, dog.
Yeah.
Hey, I know my history, niggas. This nigga just said nigga to my Lincoln race. Anyway.
But he did that as a war strategy.
Yeah, he did. That's what but he, because he even stated that he thought that black people should go back to Africa.
Yep.
And it's weird because it was like compassionate. He was like, they won't be able to do well here because white people basically won't allow us to. But he also said that we was inferior. And it was just like,
so which one is it?
You know what I mean? So, but swinging back, yeah, but it was still that conservative. And if you watch the 13th Amendment, they even state, even Newt Gingrich, I think it was a Newt or somebody. No, when Bill Clinton was fussing at the people, and he was telling them, like, well, what about the people that was murdering the lives that you say matter? All this shit. You had people, like, protesting, you know, saying rap music, because really, shit was turned up in the 90s. Like, murders in, like, L.A., and fucking Chicago murder rate was higher in the 90s than it was a couple years ago. Like, everybody talking about the murders now, like, that shit was at almost 1,000 a year at that point. So shit was turned up at the time, and you did have conservative blacks going after hip-hop. I mean, Thuggish Ruggish Bone, this is the beginning of that shit. That came out in 94, 95, which is what they got, the preachers.
Yeah.
I don't got a problem with the rappers. I ain't got a problem with the thugs. Like, that was the tone of those outside of hip-hop at the time.
True.
You know what I'm saying? But you also had...
dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, so that's why you had Tupac against C. Dolores Tucker. Like, you had that rift because you did have people that was dealing with the impact of the crack epidemic and then the violence that came after it. And you had people that was like, look, we got to do something. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, the way we went about it was incorrect, and Clinton even said that. You know what I'm saying? They militarized the police when we really needed to rehabilitate people, get crack out, and put job opportunities in these neighborhoods, not put police with guns in them. You know what I mean? Not blame black women for going on welfare when the men got swept away in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? Provide jobs so they can provide for their kids. Because most people want to work. They don't want to sit there and rely on the government.
Exactly.
But if I'm going to get paid more money to be on government assistance, then I'm going to do working at McDonald's. You don't want to pay me nothing. Then you want to act like I'm trash.
Yep.
You want to spit in my face and talk shit at me because I'm trying to make $100. They're going to sit my ass down and get this fucking welfare check. Right. The fuck you mean? Do you want to be mad at me?
See where the government started, bruh.
See? Anyway, ASAP Rocky, chill, Joe. Michael and Nick with Dyson, chill out, bro. Yo, ASAP Rocky, oh, messed the whole news up, everything. It's a total segment jacked up.
It's all good.
ASAP Rocky, man, he free for, I think, 12 days. They saying he still may get. They're looking like trying to give him 6 months.
So I believe that thing was a whole setup, then, man. If they had all this thing like that, because I've seen the video before he even reached out, and
right.
I'm like, bro, like the dude, the bodyguard already told this dude, why are you coming close?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This ain't even. You know what I'm saying?
This ain't what you want.
Saying what you want.
I'm yeah.
pushing him back. So I'm just like. With that being said, that he, you know, gave some type of assault, it got to be something that was said. It got to be something that was pushed for him to even be, you know what I'm saying, in a position where he is not.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. But I think if there is a setup, I'm with you with that. I think the issue is that the prosecutor,
gotcha.
Like, he trying to be hard nosed about whatever
gotcha.
Reason. And
he trying
which really should be an open shut case of a celebrity being harassed by a fan or a regular person. I don't
want
a regular person because celebrities ain't nothing but regular people.
Come on
but,
now. And I think that's probably why they did it too, because they saw him as a regular person. And then
No, I think they saw him, I think it's him as an American.
Gotcha.
And when you think about just, like I said, I told you before we got on, I went to Europe.
True.
And
true.
People see Americans, like, you gotta be like mindful of that shit because there's a resentment for being American, even amongst our allies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They look at us as an American, you arrogant, you think you run the world, whatever.
Yeah.
So with ASAP Rocky, it may not even be a race thing. It may just be a thing of, you're an American, you're rich, you're a rapper, you think you can get away with shit, we gonna show you that you can't.
Mm.
And so, in ASAP Rocky, like, yo, especially in America, that shit would have been swept under the rug.
Or even take care of, like, it ain't nothing, you know, happening.
Right.
It ain't existing.
But they try to take it more because, you know what I'm saying, they get in the press, they kind of showing that they being tough. And unfortunately, he may pay for that shit. He may have to put it in 6 months.
That's crazy.
They probably gonna give him 6 months. I think they gonna give him 6 months.
That's
so I hope
crazy.
He come back here, get his affairs in order, you know what I'm saying, put
some
money to his side.
I want to go to Sweden.
And, yeah. But that's another thing, too. Like, but I think the, what's the word? I think the negative attitude that people got for America, especially right now with Trump and them, I think they don't give a fuck.
Nah.
They feel like, we don't want your tourism. We would rather show you that we don't give a fuck about y'all more so than if y'all boycott us.
Mm.
So, yeah, man. So, anyway, we're going to get to this next joint. That's what my man Los Lauren, you know what I'm saying? My man Los hit me up with this heat, so I'm going to go ahead and play it for y'all on the podcast. So, hit y'all with this Los Lauren, To Whom It May Concern. This shit go hard as hell. You want to come back and finally get this interview popping with my man, DJ Full Effect. This is the Enigma Sub Hour. You got time?
Yo, this for that hatin' ass nigga who was talking that shit. That hatin' ass nigga who was talking that shit. This for that hatin' ass nigga who was talking that shit. Fuck you, nigga, you can suck my dick, yo. Like Conan, I fit no man. Bust my nuts all in your bitch, and she look like Frosty the Snowman. She saw the wrist, so she called me Frosty the Glow Man. I skeezed all over your girl, and that's your woman, nigga. You tried the front, so I'm calling you out. Your girl like Mr. Bucket, mad niggas put they balls in the mouth. Ha ha, nigga, yo. You know it's the truth, yo. It's for that hatin' ass nigga who was talking that shit. That hatin' ass nigga who was talking that shit. It's for that hatin' ass nigga who was talking that shit. Fuck you, nigga, you can suck my dick, yo. Why you let your girl act all troublesome when dick's been in that girl's mouth more than bubblegum? Pick any type, big red, with a fresh bubblegum. Little Kim style, how she swallow gum, yo. I know shorty got a big behind, but her legs stay open like the Jumpman sign. Plus, she's not that fine. May I remind, on top of that, may you brought East wine. This for the hatin' ass nigga who was talking that shit. The hatin' ass nigga who was talking that shit. This for the hatin' ass nigga who was talking that shit. Fuck you, nigga, you can suck my dick, bitch. No homo, holla. You know what it is.
Yeah.
You know it's the truth, man. I'm talking to you,
yeah.
Nigga. Shut up and down, man. I would hate me too. Niggas getting money. I'm educated. And I look better than you, nigga. Hey, yo, fuck you, nigga. You can suck my dick, bitch. It's crispy.
All right, we back. This is the Enigma Sep. I was your boy, Enigma Sep Timber. And I got my man DJ Full Effect in the building.
Oh,
what's good, bro?
What's happening?
glad to have you here.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here.
I'm going to talk like Big and Low for a minute. I don't have the subtitles. So, you guys just relax. And we're going to get to the shit on something.
Nah.
Big Low going to kick my ass. That nigga is big. Nigga like 5'11 or some shit.
Sheesh.
And he run all the goddamn time. Yeah, anyway.
Help as well, man. Help as well.
Right. Well, yo, man, glad you're here, bro. If anybody don't know, I've hosted two of the past showcases for Submersive. My baby Santa wrong.
Submersive
Sounds. Submersive Sounds.
Yeah.
All right. So, for the Submersive Sounds, and actually, no, three, because the third time I kind of just took over low-key. First time. So, the first two times, the one I kind of took over low-key, and the second time I did it, first time I did it officially, my man DJ Full Effect was on the ones and twos.
Bless.
So, you know what I'm saying? Stepped up, whatever, whatever.
Yes,
so,
sir, man.
Glad to have you here.
Yes, sir, man. Appreciate it. Glad to be here, man.
No doubts.
And that night was, bruh, like the whole segment. Shout out to Dr. Lisa, man.
Yo,
like,
word.
Shout out to Dr. Lisa, man. She got something coming, man. Like, everybody be sleep on it.
Right.
But she got something coming. But other than that, man, I love the whole setup, the whole segment of the Cypher and the Showcase Pro.
Word.
And, you know, being around the independent artists to see their grind and to see, like, the hard work and what they put into their music, I love it, bro. And it was just, like, just to be amongst my brethren and just, like, my comrades. Like, it was just, like, a sight to see, bro. So, any other showcases, you know what I'm saying? I might have to put one together, too. So.
Low key. Hey, we can't wait nothing.
You hear it, man? First.
Let my baby McKenzie.
Yeah.
I love my baby. Anyway, yeah, man. I'm a daddy, boy. So, I'm trying to figure out, first off, like, nigga, you was born in 1990.
1990 on the head.
The fuck you doing with a name like Full Effect? Like, that is so 1990. Like, do you come out and your parents like, yo, Full Effect, what's in right now? Why, nah. You were born with Chuck Rock playing? Like,
ain't no lie, though. I listened to all that stuff, like, from Chuck Rock to, of course, Outkast. I'm going to the hip hop side. The influence come from Pharrell, come from Nelly, come from Cisco, R&B. I was an R&B head, like still to this day.
Right.
But to, you know, answer your question, how Full Effect came about. Shout out to my brother Joe, first of all. I'm gonna just say that off top. So how this happened was, he actually went to school in North Carolina and he started messing around with music.
Okay.
You know, doing beats and stuff off of FL Studio. And so him and his brothers on the football squad, they was just, you know what I'm saying, trying to, you know, work something out.
Right.
So when he came back home, I wanna say either it was for like maybe the fall, winter, my bad, for like Christmas or whatnot.
Yeah.
And he, you know what I'm saying, had his laptop, but his desktop, put it together, and I just started watching him do it because I was wanting to know how to make beats. Make a long story short, I actually, you know, took it up, and I was like, let me try it. I put it on my desktop at the time, and of course, you had the cracked version, so he ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Ain't mad at it.
Hey.
LimeWire, you're fucking up at PCs.
Boy, I'm gonna tell you.
2002.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I did not have
sex. Fucking with LimeWire.
Yo, I saw
a few computers with that shit.
The time that left was the time that broke my heart because I had all my music came out.
Yeah.
Everything that came out that wasn't supposed to come out was on that thing, bro. And I had my whole CD deck, cases, everything for my boy. Everything. So,
you said CDs.
CDs, and that's how I started out too, though.
That's why you're a millennial.
I know.
New generation would not know what a CD is.
I know tapes, bro.
But you had a CD. Millennials know what a CD is.
Yeah.
A Z generationer, a Generation Z, they're like, what's
iPod.
A CD? I got an MP3 now.
Yeah.
A screen now. Yeah, go ahead.
But at the same time, so going back to Full Effect, so I didn't like FL Studio to begin with at first. Now, it was hard to kind of figure out the mechanics and stuff. So I was like, man, bumping this stuff. So I just stopped for a good little minute and I went back into it. And once I got back into it and just like really set my mind to it, and I was like, let me figure this out. And I figured out how to, you know, make a song and compose it, doing the sounds and stuff.
Right.
So like once I figure out how to make two beats, I made two beats. I was like, you know what, I'm on a roll. So let me figure out a name. Now I was comfortable with the structure of like how to, you know what I'm saying, work it. So I let my brother hit a couple of the beats and he was like, all right, cool. Now you got your groove or whatever. Put your name on it. So I was like, all right, cool. So I'm just spitting a little rhyme. I was like, yo, Dez, Loud and Effect, Full Effect. Yo, and this and that and third. I was like, yo. Full Effect. And so because I watched House Party a lot too around that time,
yeah,
that was another influence. I was like, I'm going to stick with it. So I stuck with it. And just being a trademark, just follow me around. And I grew into it because honestly, it's an old school name. And I ain't really
right.
think that it was that much of an old school until I was like, dang. Yeah, like a lot of old school heads, like
yeah,
really
yeah, probably
to it now. So, but at the same time, man, it was just like, all right, cool. Once I stuck to it, I just kept rolling with the beats. And around 2010. I want to say like before then, though, my backup, back when 90.5 actually had their top 10.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, when they was doing the countdown.
Shout out to Sean D.
Hey, so I actually had my brother's boombox and his a cassette tape. So
right.
they used to make mixes, you know what I'm saying? I used to learn from my brothers how to, you know, make a, you know, cassette mix.
Mm.
On top, you know,
you
countdown.
For real.
So,
damn.
So once, so I'll tell you how it's going to go. So once I learned how to do that, I was like, cool, I made my own mixes. So I listened to the top five and the top ten. And then once, like, my, I want to say eighth grade year, shout out to my pupils at Florida High, man. But once I got my eighth grade year, I had started bringing my boombox around. And we ain't had no electronics, no stuff like that, so it was around the school. So I had it in my duffel bag. So I just walk around the school with my duffel bag. And it was like, yo, who is this kid that's walking around with, you know what I'm saying, a boombox and is playing throughout the halls and stuff.
Right.
So that's how I kind of got, you know, stuck with the DJing thing. Just to listen to, like, how the people was, you know,
reacting to it.
To the mixing. And I would, like, off of LimeWire, get my mixes, you know, together and just
right.
put them together. So I would listen to a whole lot of music from Miami. So my background in music, and I'm going to kind of make a side note to that too as well. Of course, I played alto sax, so and I sung since I was 4 years old in the choir. So it's kind of like music always been in me on that one. So besides the musicianship, going to the DJing thing, how it ties into that, I was just listening to like people's ear. So
yeah.
my music influence came down from Miami too. So
okay.
my mom's from Miami.
Okay.
So I get a lot of bass and, you know what I'm saying, Trick Daddy, you know what I'm saying, everybody that's, you know, doing the juke vibe,
right.
even from Tampa as well, too.
Right, right.
So I got that, and I started listening. And then summer of that time is when I traveled with this group called the Urban League, and they had a New Lights chapter. And so that was with teens. And so during the summer, we'll go to like the...
Oh, so it's the Urban League, or like the real Urban League.
Real
I thought
Urban
it was like a, I thought you
nah.
had a whole crew like, God damn.
Nah, okay, so it was the real Urban League. So they had a little team chapter, and I got introduced through that through my brothers.
Mm.
And so, so once I you know travel with them, I'll bring my radio too, and listen to, you know, get influence from Florida to whoever that I was connected to. So I would link up with people from Texas, from Boston, from Atlanta, from California, people like really all over the United States,
right.
you know what I'm saying, coming to this conference, and I used to, you know what I'm saying, play music, all that stuff like that. So at one point in time, I was actually one of the tour guides, you know, for the conference or whatnot, and that was in 2008, and I was DJing then too. So I had DJed the, you know, the little outing party.
So don't get it twisted, my man. Been this thing
I've
10 years plus.
I've been doing
10 years plus. He a vet.
He
a hard nosed vet now.
Slowly but surely, bro. Holy, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Word. The marathon continues.
Facts.
Nope.
Already. So once that came about too, man, I started just like really, you know, tuning the people and how they, you know, like the vibes. Around 2010-11, I started DJing for Uncle B. Uncle B, he actually has his own transportation services, which is Bell's Transportation.
Mm.
And so he decided to get a club spot. And this was on MLK and Tharp, right where the Verizon building is. And
right.
It used to be a cleaners. So he decked it out into being a little lounge spot. So I, at the time, I was networking with him, and it was a dude from my high school who threw this little, you know, party. At the time, it was supposed to be like a spoken word, but it was like a kickback house party at the same time. Yeah. So, but it didn't turn out too well. But at the same time, homie got his own clothing line and it's like banging.
Right.
But
start somewhere.
Heck yeah. So I actually networked with Uncle B and was like, hey, I'm up and coming DJ. I want to, like, you know, spin whatever you got. Let me know. You know what I'm saying? Holla at me.
Right.
So anything that he had from parties to, you know, little sightings or whatever, and wasn't no DJ around, he'll call me. So I ended up being an in-house DJ.
Right.
So I just got my mixes going. And even before then, I started DJing on the side of the road.
Because of the hell?
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you something.
Oh, you old school for real. This nigga original hip hop.
I just started just doing
DJ,
stuff.
Oh, cool Herc ass nigga. What the side of the road plugging in the street light.
And so hey, man, I was true to this. So the thing was, I was like, in order for people to hear my mixes, I just need to be out. So at the time, I was staying with my mom, and she stayed on Mission Road. And that was the side road, like, you know, the apartments on the side, whatnot. Yeah. Right before the train tracks. And so, actually, it was right after. It was that gas station and then the train tracks.
When
so,
did you know your mom stayed up, bro?
That was used to. But
I know, like, yeah. You yeah. Good. Matter of fact, shit. I stayed over there from 04 to 07.
Okay.
Come on, think about it. Well, you say you went to Florida High?
Yeah.
So I think, I wonder if you know my man, Larry Black. Because he stayed over there.
Black.
Real name Scott.
Yeah, I think I know
Scott Alexander. Sir Alexander Gordon. I get his whole government.
Yeah, no worries. I gotta see his face though.
Yeah. I'll try to bring it up. Yeah, right. He stayed in that same when you cross over the railroad tracks.
Okay.
Right in that neighborhood.
Okay.
So we stayed over there. He was like 17 at the time.
Okay.
And we pulled him in the fold. You know what I'm saying? We was like 10 years older.
Apart, yeah.
And
okay.
You pulled him in or whatever. So y'all about the same age. You followed at the same time.
Okay. Like I said, I got to see his face.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Nah, man. That's an old man skeet, man.
Oh, man. But, so fast forward, with DJing outside, some people was, you know, so of course, honking their horn and they seeing me, you know what I'm saying? I had my little home studio stereo that I had plugged in
right.
with the laptop and stuff. So I was just mixing, and then I used to mix like nights. I'd be sleep and my mix is still playing and stuff. So I was like really in my bag. So if I really.
10,000 hours.
I really was trying to, you know, to perfect my craft then and try to, you know what I'm saying, do this thing. So, leading up to like 2012 is when I took it serious, and I went down to Orlando. Once I went down to Orlando, I wanted to get a piece of Full Sail. So Full Sail was trying to get at me from, you know, when I was in junior high school. So
right.
I like, let me see what this all about. So checked them out.
What made them get at you? Like what was?
I think because of Berkeley. Berkeley was in competition with Berkeley in Boston.
Okay.
So they was reaching out to people, I guess. I don't even know if I did like a little survey online or something like that and they reached out or they figured that I was in band or something. I forgot how it happened. But they send in flyers and stuff like that, just like how Berkeley did. And so I was like, Berkeley too far. So that's in Boston. So I was like, well, let me see what's going on in Orlando. Since that's home, I can be close to Miami. That's still home. And then 4 hours away from Tallahassee, that's still home. So once I you know, since took my talent down to Orlando, get the Full Sail experience, that's when real life set in.
Yeah.
And going through those changes in real life, bro, like, shout out my brother Joe on this one too. So he was like, in order to know yourself, you gotta really, like, get outside, you know.
Yeah, get outside of your comfort level, yeah.
So that's where Orlando had came in, and I had seen a whole lot of stuff. Like, even from Full Sail being technical, bro. They were a trade at one point, but of course not their university. But it's just like, they, like, from, I mean, just knowing the frequency and the waves of the microphone, frequency and the waves of music theory and how, you know, chord progressions, all that stuff. I was like, yo, what the heck is going on? Y'all got me
right. Classes. You want to know the simple
hey, if we go ahead and just make a beat, like, nah, you finna learn some...
Some EMC Squared type thing.
Right.
Like, it was real deal Holyfield type thing. And I was like, yo, like, a whole lot of people, like, 600 deep in my class got talents. And I'm just like, I'm very small in this thing. So it was a...
Not literally,
of course. But I was a little small, you know what I'm saying, pond in a big fish pond. And I'm just like, yo, how do I fit in this thing? So there's certain people that I do, you know, keep up with. Especially Money Mitch. So he's actually one of YG's artists. And so he's been on 400 label for 4 years now. I think going on 5. But yes, I keep up with him and see what he's doing. He's also been in my class at Full Sub. So there's a couple colleagues that I keep in touch with. And networking was the key. You know what I'm saying? That made just like, you know what I'm saying, no matter who you're around, sitting beside, in front of, behind, like, you know what I'm saying, keep in touch with them. So there's a few people that I keep in touch with for Full Sail. But music was my first love, man. And so I took it real serious once I didn't complete my task at Full Sail.
Yeah.
And real life just, like, you know what I'm saying, like, started. And I was like, you know what? Like, push past the, you know what I'm saying, the bull crap. You know what I'm saying, started experiencing my spiritual journey too as well. That came, you know what I'm saying, real enhancing to it. So...
Was there any particular event that brought it on? Was it something it was
going
like,
through,
or was it just
going through? It was crazy how it happened too, bro. It was. I was in a situation with a girl, and so, well, older woman, I guess you would say.
With the cougars, the cougars gonna get you, boy.
Hey, that's why I stopped. That's why I stopped. But dealing with that situation. It was real, like, dark at the moment.
I feel you.
And so I seen a whole lot of stuff within myself that was like, yo, needed some type of spiritual guidance. And so once I was going through that phase, and in that same time transitioning out of Full Sail, because I didn't complete it because of the relationship that I was in and I couldn't handle it. But now seeing from hindsight 2020, this is the best thing.
Yeah.
So
it
was to where, like, Even my student advisor at the time, she kind of bullcrapped me from, you know, going back to Full Sail. She kind of messed me up, but that's a long story on that one too. But the spiritual journey was noticing where I was and being a light, noticing like how toxic I was in that relationship.
Yeah.
And then, like, I knew I needed guidance, so started going to church. You know what I'm saying? Started building a relationship with another, you know, cigarette at the time.
Yeah.
And then that transitioned into, like, all right, cool. There was a pastor that was there too. New Warner Chapel was the church.
Okay.
So there was a pastor that had passed away before he passed away, though. It was something I felt like, dang, man, I need to talk to him about. And he reached on something. He was like, people are going to be in your life that are definitely designed for you, that you're not going to be able to fight. For yourself, you gotta have people around you to fight.
Right.
So I was like, yo, he knows something. So, and that was, you know what I'm saying, something that channeled into, like, all right, cool, read the Bible more, study more, and, you know, stay faithful. And at the time too, while I was living in Orlando, I actually stayed in a hotel for about 5 months.
Mm.
So had a full time job with benefits, bro. Unheard of.
Right.
So, and at the same time, music was still there. I had my laptop. I'm still producing. And matter of fact, which is how I don't know if I sent you that one, but Coco Leah, What Dreams Are Made Of. So, that's how that came out of that beat.
Yeah.
So, and just being in there, it was a humble experience. And coming back home, too, because of I was going back and forth in that relationship, too. Used to be with the girl, and just coming back home was like, all right, cool, I ain't gonna just settle for no 9 to 5 type job, and I know how much I love music,
right.
So I had to figure out a way to, like, still keep that going. So once I kept that going, I started to, like, all right, cool, production is, you know what I'm saying, is good, like, I got it down packed, I know how I want it,
right.
I needed to know another form
avenue,
of, you know what I'm saying, with the production. So I interned for Goldie Sound Production underneath Adrian Dickey. And so once I got into that leadership, understanding, you know, his work ethics and, you know, understanding where he was in his life, and kind of find out, me and him had the same reading teacher. And at Florida High.
Yeah.
Well, of course, he's old. He's about, I want to say, 5.
Put that man age out like that.
But, I mean.
Yo, shout out to AD.
I mean. I'm pretty sure. But, so he actually, you know, we have some similarities or whatnot. So
yeah.
I'm like, yo, that was dope. You know, trying to build that bond off of that. And so once I build that bond off of that and just to see how, you know, he is in his work life and see how humble, man, and just to hear the stories, you know, what he came through. So it was just like, all right, cool, I'm in the right place, right time. You know what I'm saying? Being in the studio, learning the studio etiquette, you know, even coming from Full Sail, they'll tell you, but it's
well,
like, how can you
be
apply
in the real
it?
Environment?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I had to, you know, say, put myself in that situation and be like, all right, cool, how I'm going, you know, to make this work. So I appreciate, you know, say, every opportunity that they have for me on that, and still partnering with them on that one.
Word. So we're gonna go ahead. Give people a little piece of your work.
Yes, sir.
Let them know, with, you know what I'm saying, with the build up.
Yes, sir.
You know, everything you've been through, from building from the high school, going down to Orlando.
Yes, sir.
Schooling, going through the trauma with the cougar.
Ow.
Ow. That was a terrible cougar.
Okay.
But you was a lion, so you should have handled that.
Facts.
Boom.
Oh, you're a cub, man.
Yeah, you're right. You're
yeah,
a cub.
Yeah.
Full grown ass cougars.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then coming back, you know what I'm saying, back to town, you know what I'm saying, working with Golden Sound and doing things. So we're gonna play two mixes. Got a Drake mix and a T-Pain mix.
Already.
And then we're gonna come back and get a little bit more, find out what my man got planned for the future, as well as how y'all can get in contact with him.
Yeah.
This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Shot him, and you in the mix of my brother DJ Full Effect, breaking nothing but the hits. You already know, new show.
It's straight up, fuck with me. I buy shots, never let them, cause niggas die a lot and lie a lot. But I'm the truth, that's right, I fucking said it. Delivering proof that you ain't gotta die to get to heaven. Rich over troubled water, ice in my muddy water. Rich off a mixtape. Probably shouldn't be driving. It just got so much harder. Can't even see it straight. I can't even see it straight. Fuck with me. I buy shots. Never little. Cause niggas die a lot and lie a lot. But I'm the truth. That's right. I fucking said it. Delivering proof that you ain't gotta die to get to heaven. You, girl, you right there. You look like you like this shit. How'd I know? How'd I know? That's me on some psychic shit. I could tell a lie if you're asking me my whereabouts. But I might talk that real if you ask me what I care about. Rapping bitches, rapping bitches, bitches. And rapping, rapping and bitches until all of it switches. I swear, it's been 2 years since somebody asked me who I was. I'm the greatest man. I said that before I knew I was. That's what's important. What really happened before this, when me and my crew was all about this rapper from New Orleans singing, walking like a man. Finger on the trigger. I got money in my pocket. I'm a uptown nigga. I hit up. Fuck with me. I buy shots. Never little. Cause niggas die a lot and lie a lot. But I'm the truth. That's right. I fucking said it. Delivering proof that you ain't gotta die to get to heaven. Rich off a mixtape, got rich off a mixtape. Probably shouldn't be driving, it just got so much harder. Can't even see it straight, I can't even see it straight. Fuck with me, I buy shots. Never little, cause niggas die a lot and lie a lot. But I'm the truth, that's right, I fucking said it. Delivering proof that you ain't gotta die to get to heaven. Rich over troubled water, ice in my muddy water. Rich off a mixtape, got rich off a mixtape. Probably shouldn't be driving, it just got so much harder. Can't even see it straight, I can't even see it straight. Fuck with me, I buy shots. Never little, cause niggas die a lot and lie a lot. But I'm the truth, that's right, I fucking said it. Delivering proof that you ain't gotta die to get to heaven. Rich over trouble water, ice in my money water. Rich over mixtape, got rich over mixtape. Probably shouldn't be driving, it just got so much harder. Can't even see it straight, I can't even see it straight.
What is
It's your boy, Yo, they came to school with five shotter. And you ain't mixing my brother's DJ's full effect. Breaking nothing but the hits. You already know,
Yo, what's up? It's who it is, Trap Beckham. Mr. One Time for the Birthday Jig, aka Mr. Lil Booties Matter. And right now, you live in effect with DJ Full Effect.
Get the good stuff.
What is your boy, yo, they gave us a 3-5 shot. You ain't mixing my brother, DJ Full Effect. Breaking nothing but hits. You already know, came as a 305 shotter, and you ain't mixing my brother DJ Full Effect, breaking nothing but the hicks. You already know.
Anyway, we are back. This is the Nick Myself Hour. You just got two mixes, Drake mix and T-Pain mix by one and only DJ Full Effect.
Already.
You know what I'm saying? Doing the thing or whatever. So, it's 2019.
Mm-hmm.
We're more than halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can tell the people, what do you have? We already got the past. We got the story.
Yeah.
What can they expect from you moving forward, though?
Moving forward, man, see great more mixes, more collabs, try to tour more a little bit, too, as well. So we'll see what's good with that. You know, it's going to be on
the road. Sean LSR. I know I said it wrong.
Hey, boy, he's going to fuck you up.
Right. He's going to kill Sean. Sean, one of them niggas is like...
He low key.
He chill. He too low key.
He's subtle. You gotta watch out for them quiet.
That nigga stab you like not boom, Sean. Boom. Like yeah, this nigga killer.
Shanky, bro. Nah, man. Shout out to Sean Eliezer. Shout out to the good stuff. Shout out to Jay Vilpin. Shout out to Show You Right.
Right.
Stats. Shout out Professor X.
Word.
Shout out to Stokeville. Shout out to the Good Stuff Entertainment. We in them.
Matter of fact, y'all check out episode 1. What's the joint they dropped today?
Actually, Palm Trees. You told me, it's a good day, part one, I'm sorry.
So that dropped, yeah. That dropped today, right?
That dropped today.
Yeah, so y'all make sure y'all check that out, check them boys' Instagram out.
Trying to get touring on, I already dropped my mixtape. So I need to put the other half of it, so it's like an hour, of course, in 47 minutes.
It's
not
an hour.
Yeah. So, but it's most of my mixes that I've been doing throughout the year,
right.
All the way up to now. And just been surprised like how my growth is on that too as well. So check it out, Palm Trees and Oranges. So try to follow up with hot summers, cold showers. Appreciate that. Also, too, what else I may have in the works? I done a little side job to do a little acting. Shout out to Insights.
Okay.
So they had a Forgive me on that one. I forgot exactly
it's late.
The project.
It's late.
It's
late.
Late. I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning. But it's all good. Yeah. I gotta get that grind. But yeah, so whatever, you know what I'm saying? Of course, leading my way into it. Entertainment never sleeps for me. So
you still with 9.5 or?
So I partner with them. So whoever, you know what I'm saying, the DJs that's exactly, I can just fall through, try to, you know, creep up into 89.7
Underground Railroad. You know what I mean?
Already.
JC, y'all know you clean the music. My man already got clean music.
Hey.
Just come through and just, you ain't gotta work that hard. You know what I'm saying? Man. So, Leo season.
I'm still gonna work. I'm still gonna work. Work ethics beat it.
Right.
You feel
right.
me? So,
no, I'm saying he don't gotta work. JC ain't.
Oh.
He think he working. I got clean music. I gotta create the vibe for the show.
Hey, man.
If y'all put in some songs together and go to sleep, nigga.
He stay working, man.
You got Smurfy enough, wait for him and shit. Watching Netflix, this nigga.
Hey, man, get off his
dick. You know what I'm saying?
Get off his
dick. I gotta get it right, baby. Smurfy trying to. Besides his shoulders, come on, Jay.
Hey, man. Jay, you see what he's doing, bro. He's looking up.
She probably watching, too.
Like,
come on, James. No, baby. I got to get this mixed together. I got the impression.
It be like that, though. It be like that. So I know it's something. It be like that. This guy.
Yo.
This guy. But it'd be like that. Shit. Yeah. When you putting on stuff in your project, dog, you just be talking
hey,
attention, dog.
Yeah.
Maybe,
nah, I can't.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to get this shit.
Get it in.
So.
I love it, man. But also, too, what I've been getting into is Timeless Thursdays with Soulful Triage.
That's over, what's the joint?
Signature Lounge.
Signature Lounge, yeah.
And so I've been partnering with them. I actually got a show August 22nd. Sean Eliezer going to be on there too as well.
Yeah, I saw that today. Yeah.
So it's going to be a really dope show. If y'all in Tallahassee, y'all come out.
Tell them again, Thursday.
August 22nd. Timeless Thursday at Signature Lounge. Soulful Triage. It's going to be a collective of artists. Actually, Janelle Simone is the showcase of it too as well. So she's a dope person from Raleigh, North Carolina. She's been nominated as well, man. So. Homegirl, man, that's it. She has pipes, and it just the theatrics along with it, like she give you a whole show.
Right.
So I haven't seen nobody hard like that in a minute.
Right.
So for her to, you know what I'm saying, to put on the show when she came, bro, it was definitely vibes. So y'all come out August 22nd. Like I said, man, it's gonna be hell.
This nigga stacks 7. And she fine.
Hey.
Damn, you get your pervy ass. Golly, man.
Hey, man. She dope. She a dope soul, man.
Oh, too late. Oops. Oops. My bad. Oh, we already said it.
But nah, she.
Well, Jason talking about he mad because he can't. He don't do it. Jason, dude, don't do what? Y'all don't rub JC shoulders, bruh? I don't want to rub JC shoulders.
No.
No.
No, no, Brandon.
If it ain't Felicia, nah.
Well,
anybody that want to rub male shoulders, if you're a guy, you want to rub a guy's shoulders, that's on you.
You do your thing.
But I just want to rub Felicia's shoulders, and that's it. I'm good.
Holla at your boy. This guy, bro. Holla at your boy.
Yo, Crown Apple. Yeah, we'll get up out of here, bro.
Yes, sir.
Let people know how they can get in contact with you.
Hey, man, I appreciate it.
No doubt.
So, DJ Full Effect. All platforms. I think on Twitter it's DJ Full Effect 90. I need to change that. But
yeah, because in 2010 they're gonna be like, God damn.
I need to change that. I've been forgetting. So.
No, just because everything used to be. Well, I used to have my initials on E Nick 1980,
which
was cool until like 2010 when 1980 was like 30 fucking years ago, and it's like, nah, let me change it to my birthday or some shit. Yeah.
But yeah, so DJ Full Effect on all platforms. Also too, Mixcloud. SoundCloud, DJ Full Effect, so with an A. So DJ FULLEFFECT 9E I'm gonna jack you up on the plan. But AFLECT, man. So yeah. Also, told them to give a few shout outs. It was cool.
This ain't 90.5. This ain't fucking 97.
I'm gonna plug my shit in.
Give a shout out to people.
So, Manifest Your Dreams. Manifest Your Dreams, man. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, to them as well. Yeah. Shout out to Marcus. He gave me the opportunity to do the fashion show in Atlanta, too, as well.
Ooh.
So when I tell you, man, that was a dope feeling. Dope people, dope vibes, man. I felt like I was home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's dope.
That's how I feel like Atlanta. Bruh.
For real, for real.
Man.
I got cousins, though.
Man, I want to move to Atlanta.
But see,
I went
to Orlando first because I didn't want to go to Atlanta. And I feel like because of my transition from Orlando, I feel like it's going
to
be a little easier.
No, I ain't want to ever move to Orlando. I mean, granted, my mom and my sister live there now.
Okay.
They live right down the street from Full Sail.
Dang.
I'm going to be down there next week.
Cimarron. Okay, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm telling my people, address them, to kill somebody.
Don't do it.
Go down Cimarron looking for my mom.
Ooh.
I'll go down I post, man, so nigga.
No.
Go down the Turnpike, nigga.
Go on that 441, man.
Real quick.
Hey. Actually,
436,
my bad.
Yeah.
That's
it. I'll 75, whatever it is. I'll be down there.
Yeah.
Trying to mess with my mom. Anyway, but yeah, I ain't want to move to Atlanta. This is the middle of the state. And I'm like, I'm not flying.
Okay.
Like, drive. So I'm thinking, anytime I want to leave the state, it's going to be like 3 hours. I'm like,
true.
Tallahassee is like 30 minutes, you at least in Georgia.
True.
So, true. But now,
dang.
Yeah. Atlanta? Yeah.
You think about it like that.
But if you fly, it don't matter.
True.
Yeah, it's National Airport.
I am beginning.
If you're on Cimarron, it's National Airport right down the street.
It is. So. It's literally down the street. Yeah. I used to work at NCO. I worked for Dollar Thrifty for the car rental.
Okay.
And so I used to tell you, boy.
Trying to get people $5 a
but that's that Wawa, though, man.
Wawa.
I tell you, but they need to bring one up here. Come on, Wawa.
I know.
Come to Tallahassee.
The gate gonna be mad? Like, hold up.
Hey, man, it's gonna shut the gate down.
It's gonna shut the gate down all the way down.
For real.
Wawa. Nasty as hell. All right. Shout out to Orlando. Get y'all heads up. I'll be in Orlando next weekend, therefore, I'm going to have an interview early, and I have none other than The Beast.
Okay.
A.K.A. Paul Reed, or really Paul Reed.
Shout out
AKA
to VHS.
The Beast. V's up. He'll be here. So, again, the show next week for the YouTubers, or anybody, podcast too. I'm going to get my phone as if I'm recording my phone. I'm not. The podcast will be on Thursday at 10:30. As opposed to Friday next week.
Yeah.
Actually, then the week after that, it'll be Friday. But then the week after that, it'll be on Thursday. So we're just going back and forth. I apologize. I'll try to stay consistent, but schedules and things of that sort. But, man, I appreciate you, bro.
All right, appreciate you.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
We're going to continue to link up. JC, we can work on it, man. Let's get Playboy up there again.
Yeah, already.
You know what I mean? Spend a set. Make sure you have some clean music.
I got you.
Man.
I got y'all.
You saying that.
I got
you. JC know what I mean. Man.
I know.
Bring your DJs up there and I got clean music.
Nah, that's clean.
Motherfucker.
5 second rule.
Hey, you're not VHS. WBFS ain't got no goddamn.
I know.
They ain't got the money for that. She go, FCC. Oh, okay. So,
no more underground, damn it.
Right. They already watching.
Yikes. Hey, man, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
man.
We dumb live.
Hey, man, that's a good thing.
Nah, he been on the show already. We gonna get him on the show. But yeah, man, we just do that number.
And I appreciate the love, man. Like, y'all been, like, very supportive. And that's one thing I wanted to say, too, as well, about Tallahassee. Since I've been back in 2015, I've been hearing about, okay, cool, it ain't together, this and that third. What I really saw was at the Florida Got Next event.
Yeah.
And I saw how
we was tight. Word.
And
word.
I appreciate TJ DJs for putting that circle, that panel together, for him to kind of reach out to the people who, you know, had the problem with what was going on in the community and actually, you know, saying, like, it needed to be a voice, like, okay, what you don't like, what is this that we need to fix?
Right.
And all stuff. So it was like, man, that togetherness. To stay together, Tallahassee. We got something. We got something.
We gonna end it on that, bro.
All right.
So, this is the Enigma Sep Hours, boy. Enigma September. That's it.
Yep.
Appreciate y'all. See y'all next week.
Peace.
Peace. Much love to you.